Hi, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you're on the air with Power Squared, a weekly behind-the-scenes look at what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. This week, we thought we'd talk about criticism.
Yes.
And it's something that I guess we do in looking at the work that we get from our artist and colorist.
Yes.
And our letterer. And we also receive criticism.
Yeah.
And so we actually got some criticism today about a project that we're kind of doing. We're interested in possibly pitching Power Squared as a animated TV series.
Yes.
And we put together our best effort at a pitch deck, not knowing really what we were doing. We've been to some seminars about, you know, how to pitch and all that. And we're actually going to attend a course at UCLA tomorrow and the following Saturday about how to pitch.
Yeah, that'll be a new experience.
Right, and so we were just trying to have a pitch deck ready, and we showed it to somebody that actually has worked extensively in the animation business.
Yeah.
And their criticism was not overwhelmingly positive. It wasn't overwhelmingly negative either. It was very, I think, very good kind of tough love critique.
Yeah.
And pointed us in the direction of what we need to work on to make the pitch deck better.
Yes.
But we thought we'd talk about that and the different types of criticism that you as a creative will come across and how, you know, basically how you have to take it. Because I always look at the goal, and that's why I liked the criticism we got, was that I know how I can make it better.
Yeah.
Because you sometimes are a little blinded by the fact that, oh, this, I know what this, I know everything about this project, and it was, you know, da, 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 it's all there, and then it's not.
Yeah.
Because it's all in your head, it's not in the pitch deck or what you're verbally telling people.
Yeah, it makes more sense to you than it does to someone on the outside.
Right. And so this was somebody that had not read the comic book, and was, and basically this is based on the comic book, the animated series idea. And so if you hadn't read the comic book, then there were all these, even if you've read the comic book, I'm sure there's questions, but there's also, she had a lot of points of view that I think are spelled out in the comic book slowly, but I guess we really should have it up front.
Yeah.
So that, I think it was a very good experience. I'm looking forward to actually being able to work on making the pitch deck better.
Yeah.
But not all criticism is helpful.
Right.
We've had some where people have read, and we've actually had some reviews of Power Squared up on, and they're actually up on our website, powersquaredcomicbook.com, under press, under reviews. Rich at First Comic News has reviewed all 8 issues of Power Squared.
Yeah.
And those are all there. The actual, what was nice was, we had been like 3 out of 5, 3 out of 5, 3 out of 5, and then we're finally 4 out of 5, which I think is like, hey, we're actually getting better. I think the story is getting better. Yes. Well, but you know, so, but you have to take that as, I guess for us, somebody to review it, you know, we're on 13 now, right?
Yeah.
8. So it's like, okay, we're not going to be able to really change anything.
We're a little too far ahead for that.
Yeah, and we honestly don't have the the money to go back and let's redo, you know, 10 through 12.
Right.
But it's nice. And then somebody that actually had read, some people who, we did a Kickstarter last year.
Yeah.
And some of the people who gave a certain amount of money, it was $100, you could name a character. And as part of that, we sent them, once those were ready, those issues were ready, digital copies of those issues.
Yeah.
And 3 people had signed up for, that was how the limit we had. And one of those people has actually read the books and came back with some very, you know, very positive comments about it.
Yeah.
Which is always nice to hear. That's not always the kind of criticism that you will get. I want to talk a little bit about, I remember we did Free Comic Book Day up at the local comic book store. A woman who works there, was also a student of your former guitar teacher and Jerry's former art teacher, read one of the issues, and I forgot exactly what the criticism was, but it was sort of like, okay, what do you want us to do with that?
Yeah, can't do anything about it now.
I can redo it for you.
We're in too deep now.
Yeah. Can't go back. And so you kind of, I guess you want people to sort of read more than just the one issue and say, oh, this is, you know, the whole problem with the whole series. We haven't read it all.
Yeah.
And it was sort of, it's nice to get that kind of feedback, but at the same time, it's not going to help us. And,
yeah,
I know. Yeah. If you write something or you produce something, or if you're an artist or a colorist or a letterer, you want people to read what you've done.
Yes.
And you want people to react to it. And you want them to react, usually positively. I mean, you may go out there and want to write something that people are going to hate. But the idea is that you want people to read what you've done and have a positive reaction.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, if you show it to, I'll say, family members, even though we've criticized each other's stuff.
Right.
They can be like, oh, it's wonderful. And that really doesn't really help you.
Yeah, I know.
But you're actually taking a course now where it's a novel writing course.
Yeah.
And the criticism all has to be positive.
Yes.
And why is that?
The reason for the criticism being entirely positive is because when writing a novel, the first draft is the hardest part of it, of an already daunting medium.
Mm-hmm.
So you want positive feedback on your work so that you feel positive during the writing process and you don't get discouraged from actually completing the draft.
Right.
Because if you doubt yourself too much, that's why it takes like 8 years to write a book.
Right. And I like the idea that this, I'll say, I don't know if she's a professor or instructor, has sort of a how you should go about doing it.
Yeah.
Set aside time. And she has sort of a method of writing.
Yeah.
And it seems to be working for you.
Yes.
And I think it's a sound. I'm sort of trying to drag a little bit off of that. And if you're writing, well, I should write, you know, because yeah. I have my own novel I'm doing as well. So it's, but I like the idea that part of what I didn't like when I took writing courses was the people in the room knew about as much about it as I did.
Yeah.
And then they're telling you, well, you know, they're giving all this highfalutin opinion, and you realize you're not anybody. You
yeah.
know?
Well, her attitude about that is like, she doesn't let students critique each other like that because like you're a student too. You know as much as I do about
it. Right. And then I took a novel writing course at UCLA.
Yeah.
And years ago. And one of the people wrote his novel, and we all got a few chapters of it. And I remember going, well, there was superlatives in it. Like everybody went to the beach, you know.
Yeah.
Not everybody goes to the beach every, you know, when it's hot.
Yeah.
And it was just these kind of superlatives he had in there. And I kind of pointed that out to him. And then when he read my stuff, of course, he was hypercritical.
Yeah.
And so you can get a little bit of, okay, maybe he said something that might have been helpful, but because I know he was being kind of getting back at me, then, and you know, I wasn't trying to be, you know, hypercritical of him, but I think the reaction was sort of, you know, it can kind of snowball. So I think the idea of being positive, especially in this early writing school class kind of situation, makes sense.
Yeah.
As opposed to being, you know, you want somebody eventually, somebody is going to be critical of it.
Yeah. And, so, and the point is after the first draft, the second draft onward is where you get more critical about it and start editing it.
Right. And one of the things I really like about editing my own stuff is I see how I can make it better.
Yeah.
And that's always been my goal, whether it's writing a novel or writing a review or working on the comic book, is that you always want to make it better.
Yeah. That reminds me, we actually did an exercise in class.
Mm-hmm.
Where we pretended our book was already out and we were a journalist writing a very negative review and then a journalist writing a very positive review.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, with the very negative review, you are already identifying your own fears about your work.
Mm-hmm.
And then the positive review is what you imagine your work to be.
Okay. I think there's always, every writing teacher is going to have a different way of telling you how to do it.
Yeah.
And some of them are very, here's the way to do it, cookie cutter, follow my approach and you will, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
She sounds like she's kind of giving you kind of ideas on how you should be going at it.
Yeah.
And not telling you it has to have, when I took screenwriting at USC, there was apparently a teacher that would flip the pages, and if the margins weren't right, he'd give it back to you.
That's stupid.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was. I did not have that teacher, thank God. But there are people that is a, it's, you know, it's supposed to look a certain way. It doesn't matter, you know, what's on the page. It's how it looks flipping through it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just ludicrously kind of a stupid, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I like the fact that this teacher isn't telling you it has to, you know, the margins have to be a certain way or whatever.
I mean,
it's getting you motivated to write, but not telling you how to actually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Giving you the tools, but not the mold.
Right. So you really want to have, I guess, the early stages, you want people to be positive about what you're doing, and but give you kind of, I mean, have you gotten sort of useful critiques, even though it's positive?
Well, I haven't read much of my stuff in class yet, mm-hmm. so I can't really say for sure, but I think I've been able to identify what I think are things that I would want to change about my own work when I get to the second draft. Mm-hmm. So in a way, those exercises are very helpful about that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like, you know, it's a good start. And then when you do have a first draft done, which is, I think it'll take longer than the course to actually finish it. Then you're going to have to, you really want people to kind of, you know, dig into it and give you really like, okay, you need to change this and this.
Yeah.
Kind of like, again, the feedback we got on our pitch deck,
yeah,
which was, you know, kind of digging in and here's all the places where it's not working for me. And that's what you want to hear
yeah.
back. And how, and you need to be able to figure out then how to take that criticism and turn it into something positive for yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess, and again, there are people out there that will probably, you know, get negative criticism and think, well, they know what they're talking about and turn it around and still get, you know, you eventually, some people can't write.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much positive criticism or negative criticism, they'll never get anywhere. But it is a tough, you know, it's a tough, being creative is a tough thing to do.
Yeah.
And you are putting yourself out there and you are opening yourself up for, you know, all sorts of criticism. And,
yeah.
You know, again, we're doing this thing on Twitch and on YouTube and we're opening ourselves up for that as well. But
yeah.
It's part of the idea of talking about writing and producing Power Squared.
Right.
All right. Anything else you want to mention?
So when your work is already out there,
mm-hmm.
You do want, of course, want to hear the positive stuff, but you should be open to hearing feedback that you think will be helpful.
Yes. And again, some of the stuff that, I mean, I was really happy when we, the first review we got of Power Squared was a 3 out of 5. I thought, you know, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's pretty good for me. I guess I'd be failing in school, but you know, what the heck? I thought it was really, you know, I was pretty pleased by 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
You want it to go up, and you want to keep working. I mean, I think part of it is we're learning what we're doing now, and I think we're better at it.
Yeah,
than we had been, even though we have some of the same. You know, we can critique ourselves off camera, but it's been helpful to get feedback outside of our group and, you know, have other people look at it. And I want to get more out there so more people are reviewing it.
Yeah.
Obviously.
So does that about cover it?
I think that covers what we want to talk about.
All right.
So if you're getting criticism, try it again. Take it as a positive, even if it may sound like they're not liking it. Maybe there's a way that you can take that information and turn it around, or, oh, that is missing from my story, or I need to bring that up.
Yeah.
And don't be discouraged.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So until next week, I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.